visit Barracuda.com.
Seven after the hour. Good day to you. Monday, the 24th of January. Doug Steffen back to a normal schedule and a normal routine, if there is anything normal about it. Nice trip across the country. I want to thank all the folks who really helped to make the trip, the visitation stations, a worthwhile enterprise. Again, KWAM in Memphis a week ago today, and then my friend Dominic helping me in Stephenville, Texas. It was a great, I love these college radio stations. They all want to know more about professional broadcasting, and you're helping students that are trying to find their way.
We mess with them.
So I had to ask you.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much. Very funny, Richie. And then El Paso on Wednesday, one of our longtime following, we figured, what was it, 17 years? I think that radio station has been associated with the Good Day program. And then up into Albuquerque, where the Kiva had a nice dinner for us. We had, and it's interesting, when you call a little more attention to yourself, there seems to be more action from Albuquerque, even in the last couple of days, which is a neat thing. On Friday, down Lake Havasu, meeting a lot of the people that helped. One of the things that people like about this, I've gotten a lot of email from people who like to know more about what's going on in our country. And you know, the essence of what's going on, we hear on the regular chat programs what people are thinking about the issues of the day, but you never hear much about what's going on in a community until something bad happens and that community becomes front and center in the news, right? Isn't that true at Tucson, for example? Mm-hmm. When's the last time you heard anything good about Tucson? We now have, in the last 2 weeks, focused on what happened with Gabrielle Giffords and that sort of thing, and it too often becomes a focus of negative news. Any community that gets attention gets it negatively. I was talking earlier, Roberta, about this high school in New Jersey that's now, it's a school system. They've been drug testing in the high school. They want to drug test now in the middle school classrooms, voluntary, et cetera, et cetera. But I just think, I don't know what I think, frankly. And I look at all of the things that we are thinking about various communities today, the violence in Tucson, the violence in Detroit with the shooting at the Walmart, the violence late last week in Miami. Police officers are being shot every day we turn around.
Yeah. I don't even know if you guys heard about it, but we had two school shootings here in Los Angeles last week.
Oh, goodness.
Toward the end of the week.
Yeah, the one with the backpack.
Mm-hmm. No, that was earlier in the week, wasn't it?
That was earlier in the week.
Kid brings a gun to school in a backpack, and how does he get through? They have x-rays there. They have a metal detector in the school. Didn't get the gun. It drops the bag on the floor, and it shoots. The gun goes off and shoots two kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
15 years old. Guns.
I was talking to my brother last week. He's the cop down in the very bad neighborhood in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But he's at a good school. It's one of these charter schools, and he says it's amazing what a good school in a bad neighborhood can do. These kids are really good. They work hard. They're held to standards. They do well. They work well. But last week, there was a rumor that one of the kids had a gun in his locker. So my brother has to go approach him. The kid says, yeah, I do. And he takes him to the locker. My brother confiscates the gun. And he knows the kid. I mean, my brother knows all the kids in this school. That's his job. And he says, what's up, man? He goes, this isn't you. And apparently the kid had been threatened by some other kids in the neighborhood and was scared. So started bringing his own defense to school.
Where'd he get it?
I don't know. So then I asked my brother, I was like, you know the kid's a good kid, but in this circumstance, how do you handle that? He goes, he gets expelled.
Yeah. Huh.
Can't come back.
You know, I started talking about the Dreyfus Initiative.
Right.
Teaching in school civics, how the country works, how the system works, getting back to some of the basics. Some of you who are very critical of people who are identified as liberals, versus those who are conservative or right of center or whatever it is. As you all know, this is not a political program. That is, I'm not here to talk about Obama versus Boehner and all that other stuff. Leave that to the other programs. But when it comes to things like this, especially after you look at the headlines and you see what I've just recounted here, violence on top of violence, and people wondering about the system, and everybody says, well, why doesn't the system work anymore? One of the reasons it doesn't work is because nobody knows how the system works to begin with. Now, we're not teaching in school people about the, we'll spend time in school drug testing folks, and teaching about drugs is a good thing in school. I think that that's something that's the old DARE program. I think that's something that's very worthwhile.
Yeah, my son's already been exposed to that in the first grade.
All right, but why has he been exposed to any civics? Does he understand how the government of the United States works, even from the perspective of a six-year-old, Richie?
You know, he's aware of it because I take him to vote with us, and we listen to the radio, we listen to the news station here in D.C. Whether he is aware of it from school, I'm not. He's aware of historical figures at this point, but I don't know that civics has really been put into it yet.
Please go to, I didn't make this the website of the day last week when I first came across the Dreyfus Initiative, but you might want to go to the Dreyfus, D-R-Y-F-U-S-S Initiative webpage and read more about this pretty important, there's a lot of info here about what's going on. He had, was it last week, I think it was the 5th or 6th, a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks, no, I think it was last week, or whatever, it wasn't important when it was. There was there was a two-hour chat fest, time for a talk at, I think it was timeforatalk.org or DreyfusInitiative.org, where people from all walks of life, all ages, got into a chat online, went into a chat room, and spent 2 hours talking about how we need to have, and not only just saying over and over again, we need to have civics, but what is going on in school, what is not being taught, and why it is so important for us. He says, I don't care whether you're active as a lefty or a righty or Republican or a Democrat or not active at all in terms of party, but my heavens, you need to know what's going on in the government. And he's so right. And so I take my hat off to the guy. He spent a lot of money and a lot of time and gets nothing out of this. He's not doing it for him. He feels very strongly about it. So this bi-coastal event that took place, and it was very nonpartisan. It was very constructive. A lot of people now dig him because of this. But why can't we do this in school? Why? Why can we not do this in school? Why do we need Richard Dreyfus to revive an interest in what makes this country tick? It is confusing to me.
I kind of like it.
Well, I like it, too, but I would like it if it was taught in school.
Right.
Instead of a lot of the stuff that's going on in school.
I don't want to depend on school.
I didn't say depend, Richie, but
I like it when the citizenry of the country takes interest in their own country.
No question
helps,
about it. Absolutely no question.
It helps educate. I'd rather them do it than the government-run entities do it.
You know what? It brings us back around to asking the question, asking lots of questions about the government's role even in education, because it's become so... They're so messed up.
I don't really depend on the school to teach my kid everything. I want him to learn from everywhere.
I sent my children to private school, and I paid taxes to the public school system, and think that was another can of worms. Really, something. This is part of what people ought to be pressing Barack Obama as he goes around talking about his first 2 years. People analyzing this foolish thing or that foolish thing. What's really important? This kind of stuff is really important. And wonder if there'll be any announcement about, any not announcement, but any discussion about it, a mention of really getting to the heart and soul of what some of our problems are in this country by dealing with the education system. I don't hear many people talking about that in politics. Do you? Anybody talk hear a discussion of this? It's all about who's running. What the hell?
Yep.
Who cares?
Well, I mean, I talk about how we need to fix the education system.
Well, it's talk, though. Where's the action?
Right, exactly.
Action. We need some action.
I tell you who's action. We've been exposed to it here in the last couple of years in Washington is Michelle Rhee.
Oh, yeah, you love her.
Oh, she's great.
She's gone now, right?
She's gone because the new mayor,
So she was
now,
the school administrator.
She was the chancellor of the Washington, D.C. schools. And she walked right in and said, okay, you 242 teachers, you're gone. Yeah. And then they tried to sue. They tried to do it. And she's like, whatever. Sue, do whatever you want. You're gone.
Right.
And she, I mean, she took some bold steps, and it was working. Why this new guy didn't want. But anyway, now she's kind of going out on the national platform instead of taking a job in another city. So hopefully she'll be able to work with some districts around the country and help.
Yeah. All right. We have lots to talk about here, including the story of your face and how it becomes wrinkle-free. I was watching, I got into Los Angeles late on Friday night, spent a couple of hours with Tony, and then tried to get back into and I'll give you an update on her in a few minutes as well. Plus, Roberta Fasanelli will have her Queen of Cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's got lots of television news. That's all upcoming in this hour. I was thinking about you, though, Roberta.
Yes.
Watching an infomercial yesterday. I went to bed. That was Saturday night. I was wiped. So I went to bed about 8:30 here, California time.
Exciting Saturday night.
Yeah. So then I woke up yesterday morning and I started watching all these infomercials. And I see if there was one, there were a half a dozen various products to fix your face.
Mm-hmm.
Wrinkle-free faces. The trick to wrinkle-free faces. Don't break your face. Kinds of crazy
things.
Don't
break your face.
Yeah. The before and after pictures of women with jollies, what do they call it, gobble gook or something?
Turkey neck.
Okay, I was close. Gobbled.
Gobble.
Yeah. So the letters and testimony and solutions that are put forth by...
And most of them are terrible.
Well, you know that there's a certain contrivance to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we deal with this sort of thing straight up, it's the no-knife approach, the straightforward approach, and the free approach. Start with night
cream. Free's good.
Free. Night skin. It's available free. Right now, 800-607-7078. Why do you want to try this? Because this will reduce the appearance of wrinkles on your face without using anything other than this cream. Dry skin, this will fix it. Need moisturizer, night skin will fix it. The story goes on and on. The testimonies go on and on and on. It's developed by a doctor who was a hacker and slasher. But then he realized that he wasn't really doing justice, so he developed this cream, this skin cream you put on at night. And it makes a real difference. You'll find out the easy way by trying this stuff free. Night Skin free at 800-607-7078. And when you call and ask for the Night Skin deal, ask them about Toutenol, which is a skin cream that I put on in the daytime. It comes from the same company, New Vitality. They have a special deal on that. Put that on in the daytime for great skin and features. And nighttime, put on Night Skin. 800-607-7078. Do it now.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation, specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure. There's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Directed.
Mother approved. The Doug Steffen Show.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all.
Yeah, and getting smaller. 24 past the hour on Good Day. I said we were catching up with some of the things because of our focus on the individual communities where I was broadcasting that traveled across the country last week. Some of the things that I like to examine sort of slipped by the wayside. One of them was a story about a 9-year-old boy who had dreamed and had dreamt, I guess, right? That's the correct English. Let's do it right if we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Right. He had dreamt with his family that he would go to Disney World, but over, not last weekend, but the weekend before, the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service said he was a threat to America.
Right.
9-year-old boy. Did anybody have an update on this? Kathy and Edward Francis planned to surprise their grandson with a holiday trip to Florida in February. They were going to tell him about it when they took him to the airport on the 19th of next month for the flight to Orlando. They have spent $1,500 each on plane tickets, have been organizing the trip for a couple of months. U.S. Embassy officials, however, said the young boy, when they applied for a visa, was a threat and was not allowed to enter the United States. They said there was a risk he would not leave the U.S. at the end of his holiday and therefore refused his application under Section 214B of the Immigration and Nationality Act. This young fellow was born in Britain, has lived there all his life with his mother, has a South African passport because his grandparents, who have lived and worked in Britain since 1990, got him a South African passport instead of a passport for the U.K. They're originally from South Africa. A letter from his school was included in his visa application, confirming that he attended a school there. The U.S. Embassy rejection letter read, quote, "Because you either did not demonstrate strong ties outside the U.S. or were not able to demonstrate that your intended activities in the U.S. would be consistent with the visa status, you are not eligible." So his grandmother said this was going to be a big surprise. He would have loved it. We are deflated by the whole American experience. I want to know why he ought to be deprived of a holiday. It's crazy to think that he wouldn't leave the country, and so forth. I mean, it's easy to criticize this country, and I know that a lot of you do a lot of it. I like to find the bright things, the light things, but every once in a while something like this so stands out that you want to slap somebody. And so I don't know what the update is on this.
Looking at some information that's saying that the U.S. isn't saying he's a threat, just that he's ineligible for a visa.
Why?
I don't know.
He's 9 years old. How many children from around the world? If we're going to have a tourist attraction that's going to be world-renowned, then you let people come and enjoy themselves.
Well,
otherwise,
tourist attraction has nothing to do with immigration.
Well, but
Disney doesn't control the immigration.
I'm not suggesting they did.
Can't come in.
Can I tell you something? It's like Mickey Mouse does run the immigration department with stuff like this.
Maybe he'd do better.
Yeah, right. This is stupid.
Peppers, please.
Foolishness. Foolish. Recognize who is a problem and who isn't. And let's deal with that. All right? That's all. I don't know what else to say about it, other than let's deal with things on an intelligent, mature level. Time for our 2020 news quiz. I want to identify this person, or I would like you to identify, Dwayne R. Claridge, C-L-A-R-R-I-D-G-E. Who is Dwayne R. Claridge, and why is he in Monday's news? Dwayne R. Claridge, C-L-A-R-R-I-D-G-E. Please tell me at 800-510-8255 why he's a newsmaker today, and you'll win a swell newsmaker, maker, Doug Steffen prize, 28 after.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple's App Store recently hit a milestone of 10 billion downloads. The store has grown to over 350,000 free and paid apps, with over 5 billion downloaded since last June. Apple gave the user who downloaded the 10 billionth app a $10,000 gift card to the Apple App Store. In other news, internal documents leaked from Best Buy reveal a February 17th launch date for the Motorola Zoom. The Android Honeycomb tablet will cost $700 and promises 32 gigabytes of storage, a 10.1-inch screen, and a 1 gigahertz dual-core processor. It will be available from Verizon with a Wi-Fi-only version expected later this year. And finally, Representative Gabrielle Giffords, recovering victim of the tragic shootings in Tucson, is using an iPad during rehabilitation. The tablet has become a valuable tool for recovering patients. The iPad previously was used successfully in therapy for autistic children and has certainly found many more uses beyond Angry Birds. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Effin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Effin to others.
Effin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
And why he's leaving. I told you that he isn't leaving because he wants to, and that was borne out with information that came out over the weekend. So we'll have that in a moment. Plus, big news on today's Oprah show. Jennifer Horn is here. Today is the first day that NBC is being operated by Comcast. $14 billion they paid for a 51% stake in NBC Universal. What does that mean? Means that Keith Olbermann is fired.
Yeah.
That's one of the things it means.
Well, I could take that story out of my TV report. Yeah, he's out.
Well, I mean, everybody knows. It's one of the most interesting things. Shows you, in a very big way, how important cable television has become and how the personalities on cable television have become bigger than life. The viewership, actually, to these shows is minuscule in comparison to what goes on the regular network channels like NBC, CBS. The NBC family includes MSNBC and NBC Shopping Channel, CNBC, NBC Television, and then the production center at Universal. And now Comcast owns all of it, or they don't own it all, but you know, 51% of it, and will control what goes on. And they do not like controversy, and apparently, or they don't like nasty controversy, and they think that Olbermann and his countdown was nasty. They are no fans of him, and so that's the end of that. Now, you could say, or is this are they conservative and they trying to control the media that way? Well, if that were the case, they'd shut down MSNBC. They didn't. They're putting Lawrence O'Donnell in there, who's a freak, who's a almost
whoa,
who is a socialist. I mean, this guy is off the charts, whacked, more than Roberta ever thought of being. And so what they get out of that is nobody will watch that time period. If people at Fox were smart, they would hire Keith Olbermann, put him on with Hannity, and they would kill anything. I don't even like the use of that term.
No, that would be awesome.
There would be nothing left of anything on any other channel.
Yeah.
You put Olbermann and Hannity on. Hannity's become a big bore since Alan Combs got off of that show. It's a horrible, boring self. There's nothing to it, and the ratings have
like
gone
to see
down.
Those two together.
It would also be a screaming match, which would get boring after a while. Because Olbermann cannot contain himself, and neither would Hannity if he were faced with Olbermann.
He's challenged to get it all up.
Hannity's a really nice guy, but if you put up face to face with Olbermann, he'd just start screaming too.
But they'd get some ratings out of him for a while.
It'd be massive. Yeah.
I worked with him during the early years at UPI. Keith Olbermann, when he was doing sports at United Press International, and I was on the desk.
He'll go back to doing sports, I'm going to bet.
He was only in his 20s at the time.
Somebody will give him a show somewhere. He was successful, so somebody will pick him up.
Well, he still has a year left on his contract at MSNBC or at NBC, and they could, I don't know what he's making, $3 or $4 million a year. I keep him from going somewhere else. They could do that. Meanwhile, we're trying to find our newsmaker of the hour. The 2020 News Quiz asks you to identify Dwayne R. Claridge, C-L-A-R-R-I-D-G-E. You're working on that while Roberta brings us up to date with today's Queen of Cheap report. Lots of things and lots of ways for you to save money. Why not listen intently?
She's the Queen of Cheap.
That's what I do. I listen to everything she says. Especially the wah-wahs.
Okay, if you're like me and you like to, you know, change your hair color every month, go over to Facebook and go on to Clairol Color Blend. They are giving away 25,000 free boxes of Clairol Color Blend a day, starting today through the 27th. This is an incredible giveaway. They're going to give away like 100,000 boxes of the stuff, but you got to go to Facebook to them every morning as soon as you get up and get your free bottle of hair color. Walmart Picture Me Portrait Studio. If you've got a kid having a birthday or if you're having a birthday.
You have a kid having a birthday. If you have a child having a birthday.
She's an East Coaster.
If your child is having a birthday, you can bring them over to Walmart Picture Me Portrait Studio and get a free birthday portrait collage. That's through the 31st of the month. This is a great book. It's Tales of Clever, Courageous Girls from Around the World as part of a series, and you can get the book free on a download from Amazon. We got the link for you on DougStephan.com. And if you haven't had a kid yet or you know somebody that's about to have a kid, if you haven't birthed a child yet and you know somebody who may be about to birth a child, you can have Parents Magazine, a one-year subscription for $1. It's through Barnes & Noble.
Or if you're just creepy and you like to look through it.
You want to look through it. We have the link for you. And Big Lots. I love Big Lots. Got a coupon for you for 20% off your entire purchase. They're cheap enough as is, and now here's another 20% off. Big Lots.
Cheap.
And all of these links are on the Queen of Cheap page on DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com.
It's the same website. You can get there two different ways. GoodDayShow.com or DougStephan.com. Richie is responsible for our poll today, which will also time allowing us to get into it. He's a story to tell us, and the poll is relevant to that. Our video of the day, a number of kind of cute things referencing back to Jack LaLanne, who passed away over the weekend. A wonderful American, great stories with him, and he will be missed. What an inspiration, this guy. 20 minutes before the hour. In a moment, we find out who Dwayne R. Claridge is, and we also hear from Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who has a very interesting take on her favorite book, which I think is the ladies of The View were asked what was their favorite book or the most inspirational book that they've seen. And I think there were some interesting answers. Plus, Jennifer has the story about Reege and what the reality is there. So that's all moving as the clock continues to tick on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can come.
cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Okay, let's see what's going on. DougStefan.com today, the story of a crocodile that swallowed a visitor's phone. Somebody dropped a phone into a aquarium, and there's
Could
a crocodile in
there. Could you go and get that for me?
Yeah.
And nobody believed. The woman says, the crocodile ate my phone. And nobody believed it. So some guy said, what's your number? So she gave him the number. They dialed it, and they heard it ringing inside the crocodile. No,
inside water?
No. Inside
Come on.
Crocodile.
The story is at DougStefan.com.
Then
Excuse
it must be
me.
True.
If it's there, it's true. The story of a crocodile swallowing a phone, and in order to prove the phone was there, somebody dialed the number, and the croc started ringing.
That's like a cartoon. Didn't the alligator always, like swallow the bomb or something?
Yeah,
you could hear it ticking. Oh, no, the clock. That's
right.
What it was.
Yeah, tick,
in
tick,
Peter
tick,
Pan.
Tick, tick. All right, we're trying to find Dwayne R. Claridge. And is it Mike Ritchie who you would like me to speak with?
Mark.
Mark. Close enough. Almost got it. Mark, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Yeah, hey, how do we know that last story wasn't just a croc? Hey, it's Dwayne R. Claridge is an ex-CIA guy who runs his own little CIA show from his home in San Diego.
Yeah, this is a very interesting story about this guy, if you haven't heard it. He was a former spy, worked for the CIA, and he left and he developed a network of spies who were former CIA. And so over the past couple of years, he's fielded operatives in Pakistan and Afghanistan and reported back to the U.S. military and was paid by the U.S. military. But then they cut off his funding late last year, and he's continued to work by going to private institutions and private individuals to pay his agents to continue to gather information about the Taliban. And he also, apparently, the reason that the money was cut off is because he got a lot of dirt on Ahmed Karzai, who is the president of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he is a dirty, dirty, dirty you-know-what.
Does that shock anybody?
This guy's got the goods on.
He's corrupt.
So, he's unbelievably corrupt. And so he's taking all the American money and dishing it out His brother's got a farm that he bought someplace in western Pennsylvania with his corrupt money, and we continue to support this guy. Hello? Anybody home?
Well, we don't really support him. We want to control
Karzai?
We want to control his country. That's why we prop him up.
Oh, and that's the way to do it? Why don't we try to find somebody that's going to help, never mind hurt? This guy is working with the enemy. He is the enemy, and yet he's another one of our pals, thanks to the CIA. Good God. All right, that's a good story, Mark. Thank you. Hold on a second. We'll give you one of our Doug Steffen prizes. Meanwhile, Jennifer is here to inspire us with what we need to know. I don't know where. Actually, you know what I want to start with, Jennifer? Do you mind?
What?
This story from The View. You know, we criticize television a lot. I have become sort of a big fan. It is because I like Elizabeth Hasbeck. Yeah,
and her arms.
Yeah, I think she's cute. All right, but anyway, I think that there are things that come out of their discussions that are pretty poignant, pretty relevant. And so there was an edition where they talked about their most inspiring books, the books they'd read, and Elizabeth talks about the five love languages.
This is hard for me because I've had so many books that I've read that really either influenced me or I've fallen in love with, but this was one that I think forever changed and saved my marriage. So, and I pass it on to most of my friends in relationships. It's called The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. And Tim and I actually read this book together, and he wasn't excited carrying around a purple book for some reason, but he agreed to read it with me. And it's about essentially the love language that we speak and want from somebody else, and when you don't receive love in the way you truly speak it.
Yeah. All right, I'm hoping that her husband doesn't read the book and divorces her because
so
I want to chase her around.
So that you can speak love with
her. Yeah, exactly.
Good luck with that. Let me know how that turns out for you.
Thanks very much, Rich. All right. Speaking of daytime television, last week, remember, Regis said, I'm leaving. And
that's
I
right.
said the first thing I said on the air is, he's not going because he wants to. So, Jennifer, what's the story?
The story is that Regis was asked to take a pay cut. And the Regis, or how do you do it, Rich? Come on, do it.
I'll never take a pay cut.
There you
this
go.
Is crazy.
The
I'm
the rage. Pay cut.
The only reason they're asking him to take a pay cut is because they want him gone.
Right. And
they knew
he
wouldn't say yes to a pay cut. Why would you after you basically made the show what it is?
Yeah.
So now they're telling him by giving him a pay cut that they want him to go. So he says, fine, I'll go. And that'll be the end of the show. Kelly
and
will
I'll
be gone.
The
They'll all be gone.
Yeah, he's already re-agented it up. He's got a brand new representation guy in California. I wouldn't be surprised if he spends more time on the West
Back
Coast.
Yeah,
doing some things, enjoying the warm weather. He'll be okay. Reach is good.
He'll be fine. I mean, the guy's made a lot of money. He's had a very successful career. But for them, if the word is disingenuous, for them to do that, to pull that, just say, okay, we want to change.
Right,
show.
We're not renewing. We want to do... Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Kathy Lee, it's Regis. How about you knock off that Hoda chick and we partner up again?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
All right, so what's news on TV today is Oprah. Yeah, Oprah's final season. She's got a big reveal coming up today. She's been talking about revealing one of her own family secrets. Well, the buzz has started to come out that she's going to be reunited with her half-sister, who her mother gave up for adoption because she couldn't afford her. So they've never met before.
Really?
The
never met before
name,
her showing up on the television show?
Right. That's what they say. Her name is Bunny.
Bunny and, Winfrey. Bunny.
Yeah. And they'll be meeting today. So imagine
how
that's
old
like
is
winning the
Oprah's
lottery.
Oprah's 56.
Though.
How old is this girl? This
I don't know. Younger. So I'm not sure exactly how much. Yeah. But imagine finding out that Oprah's your half-sister. That's kind of like winning the lottery.
Ding.
I know.
Ding, 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 ding.
Plus, Dougie, one of our favorite shows, Castle, is on tonight. And guess what's going to happen?
Are they going to do a little...
No, they're going to just kiss. Come on.
No, that's it.
You can't go the full way. The show will be over if that happens.
That's true.
Yeah, see, they had the problem with moonlighting.
But yeah, that's exactly right. What it is. But they have this, they're going to find some revealing news out about the lead character's mother's death. And so Castle's going to comfort her. And if he ever wants to comfort me, I'm available.
Really?
Call me.
All right, this new
you.
Series called Skins. Parents Television Council all over that on MTV. A lot of people are pulling their ads from that show. 51 past the hour. Good day.
We'll be right back. Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, I promised earlier that Richie would tell us about what happened over the weekend, thus inspiring our poll today at gooddayshow.com. Do you act your age is the question. A, yes, I'm a mature example for my children. B, most of the time. C, only when someone's looking. Or D, no, I'm a child at heart. Rich fell off of a trampoline, landed on his head, was just barely able to make it. Mm. He almost broke his neck. His shoulder is out of whack. His hip is messed up. His ankles are really loose.
Close. You know those little mini trampolines?
Yes,
like
I know.
You see
them.
Gymnasts run, yes, and then you jump, right, and then do flips,
yep,
and stuff?
Yep, yep.
Well,
yep.
The kids were doing that at the Taekwondo thing after a birthday party there.
Yeah.
So some of us adults decided to join in, and there was a bar 5 feet high that we were jumping over and then landing.
Yeah.
After about five or six attempts, one of the landings didn't go too well, and
nice
I ended up trying to roll my shoulder over and landed right on it, so it knocked me out of whack. So then my wife says, why don't you act your age?
Uh-huh.
And I said, because if I did, you wouldn't love me. And she's like, yeah, you're probably right. So, but I pretty much spent Saturday and Sunday laying on the couch, not being able to lift my arm, take my shirt off, and do anything. So, so then I started thinking, how many people act their age? None of us do.
Mm-hmm.
And
speaking for me as well as you.
You do. You absolutely do not act your age.
Right, that's
but it's fun. Yeah, it's
right,
fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and do you know people that act their age, and do they pull it off well? Does it serve them well? You know.
It does if they do, and it doesn't if they don't.
Right.
That's the way I would have. Do you act your age? What does that mean, really? 800-510-8255, or when you go check your email, you'll go to gooddayshow.com. You'll see the poll there in the middle of the homepage. Help yourself to that information, Roberta's information. You can listen. Click on the listen box and find out where or how. We know where, right there. You can download an hour. You can download some of the podcasts. You can do all kinds of things that are pertinent to today's program, and we also have a number of things in the closet, if you will. We have the audio closet, the audio vault, where a lot of the things that are memories at Good Day are kept, including yesterday's, not yesterday's, because yesterday was Sunday, but last Friday's program. We have all this back months and months and months, but just keep up with today's program. That'll be a cool thing in and of itself. 55 past the hour, the state of California, where I live part-time and am at the moment, Jennifer Horn is in California, is now yet subject to another vagary. You remember the movie The Perfect Storm?
Yeah.
How the three storms came together in the North Atlantic.
With Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney.
Yep, it was a good movie. Well, the people at UCLA in the science department say that there is a big threat more than earthquakes. You all hear the stories about there's going to be a big one, and California will float off into the sea. Well, apparently every couple of hundred years, there is a mega storm that comes across as a result of El Nino or La Nina or whatever it is. And so the folks at FEMA now here in California have 100 scientists and engineers and planners using flood mapping maps are trying to simulate a catastrophe. The study shows that a storm that dumps 10 feet of rain brings hurricane force winds to California, will destroy 1.5 million homes and extract $30 billion in damages. 10 feet of rain.
That's a lot of rain.
Hurricane force winds up and down the coast from San Francisco down to San Diego and into Mexico. They've been studying this for 2 years, apparently. Geologists have found evidence of prehistoric floods and storms that happen every couple of hundred years. But because of global warming, they're worried that they'll happen more frequently. I don't know that they'll happen more frequently, but I'm trying to remember. Well, if you look back to 1700, there are certain records. Weather records didn't start until, actually, after World War. Well, no, that's not true. World War One, kind of, there were people who were keeping note of what was going on, you know, back when we first developed. The weather records have been kept for a long, long time, for centuries, for millennia. But they don't, you know, it was 84 degrees today in Rome. That's it. So these things now, it sort of reminds me of that movie 2012.
Yeah, the end of the world.
The plates change and the earth is overcome with water. And yada, yada, yada. So one wonders if this isn't just another one of those things. But we had so much rain here in California in the last month or so. But I will tell you, it's all forgotten now. Yesterday, 78 degrees here,
beautiful
Richie.
Now.
Today, up to 80 with the Santa Ana winds blowing a gust around.
Crisp, all cool this 19 here today.
Oh, very good. I understand it's below zero up in Massachusetts today. So that's not global warming. Well, is it caused by global warming? No, it's caused because it's wintertime. Hello, 59 after on Good Day.